to talk to someone on the front lines here. We're so happy she could make time for us. Nurse Ashley Holzman is a nurse who had worked in labor and delivery at Northwestern Medical and Central DuPage Hospital when the call went out to say, hey, we need more people on the front lines for this virus, COVID-19. We need people to raise their hand and say, we'd like to be working in that part of the healthcare system. And Ashley raised her hand. So I'm so happy you did. And I'm happy you're joining us, Ashley. And thank you for the work you're doing each and every day.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So how is it? Tell us, for those of us who just the only access we have is watching your stories on the news or hearing from people like you, what is it like being on the front lines in healthcare right now and attending to patients who have this?
I mean, it's definitely, you know, scary and very real. So I know it's kind of getting hard now with everybody speculating different things that, you know, the media's hyping it up because they don't see it or nobody that they know has gotten sick with the COVID. But, you know, seeing it every day and how much these patients are actually battling for their lives, it's just very eye-opening, and they are very, very sick, and it's affecting all ages now. We're seeing a lot more younger people, where in the beginning it was a lot of elderly coming from, like, long-term care facilities. Now it's, you know, households, we're having whole entire families that are being hospitalized, and it's just kind of like, oh my gosh, this is a real thing, and when is it going to slow down, you know?
Sure, sure. I mean, and speaking of families, are you able, how do people who are in, who have been diagnosed, who are there and who are dealing with the virus, what is the access they have to a family member?
So a couple of weeks ago, we kind of initiated having like either setting up an iPad with FaceTime for them or doing the Zoom meetings. So a lot of my patients' families have kind of opted out of doing any sort of like face-to-face because a lot of the patients are sedated. So they can't actually converse with them. So they'd rather just do like a speakerphone call and place the phone like on the patient's chest so they can talk to them and, you know, tell them about their days and stuff like that. The ones that are awake and alert are taking advantage of the FaceTime and the Zoom just to kind of keep in touch. But, you know, it is hard because they can't be there and they can't be at the bedside. And I feel like that does impact the patients a lot just because I think patients heal a little bit better when they have their family around. So the nurses especially step in to be that family that they can't have, I guess, like at the bedside.
So you're holding hands, you're talking to them.
Oh, yeah. Holding hands, rubbing backs, giving a lot of emotional support. And, I mean, they do it for us, too, because we see them, you know, over the course of many weeks, these patients are with us. So you kind of develop a rapport with them where they become almost part of your family.
Yeah, I'll bet. That's it's amazing to see the work of our healthcare workers during all of this. And it's just, it's got to be the most challenging, but maybe rewarding, too, because you realize how much you truly are helping.
Yeah, it definitely feels good at the end of the day when you go home and you know that you helped a success story, you know what I mean? So seeing a patient that's being able to be discharged out of the ICU to go to the medical floor and then with hopes to go home, it's a very uplifting thing, and it makes you realize that this is what you're doing it for. So
labor and delivery, where you came from, that can be emotional, but typically it's a happy, you know, kind of experience, or I simply rephrase that. It's not necessarily a happy experience, but the end result is pretty happy.
Exactly.
The rest of it you forget about miraculously after you have your baby in your arms, but still very emotional. And then this, it's how is this compared to that? I mean, this obviously people are dealing with something they hope they recover from. This has got to be so mentally taxing on you as a healthcare worker. I mean, I know you're great. You have great training, and you sound like you have such a wonderful spirit. I'd be lucky. I think any of us would be lucky to have you as our nurse.
Oh, thank you.
And I've heard so much about you, and I know that's true. But I just feel as if it's got to be somewhat taxing on you.
You have to kind of, you know, distance yourself a little bit. Like, I don't really know how to phrase it where you can be a parent to the patients and you're, you know, I'm there for them. I'm all in for them. But I try to not take all of that home with me every day when I'm leaving work because it is very emotional and it is very, you know, if you were constantly worrying every day when you leave, like, is this patient still going to be there? Is the patient going to make it? I mean, it's hard enough to sleep during the day working nights as it is. So it's like I try to just turn my brain off and kind of distance that from me a little bit. So, but, you know, it's become a lot without, like I said, without having the visitors there and being at the bedside with them. And, you know, you are truly the ones that are in the rooms with them. The doctors do a lot of roundings and they're in the rooms when there's like significant situations going on. But for the most part, they're overseeing all of the ICU. So they are very, very busy. So it is us who is relaying the information to them about a deteriorating status or something that needs to be changed.
Why did you raise your hand, Ashley? I mean, I can guess the answer, but I want to hear from you.
Honestly, it was because I work with a lot of my fellow colleagues are all mostly married with families, and I don't have that. So for me, it was like, I'm not coming home every day risking infections with other people that I'm with. Thankfully enough, my mom and stepdad have been awesome and helped me out with my dog while I'm at work. Just long hours and a lot of days in the week. But it was that, number one. And then number two was kind of just the waiting and waiting and waiting for, like, when are we going to get our first COVID positive patient? And it was just that anticipation and that anxiety every shift that I was going in. I'm just like, you know what? I just kind of want to go straight into the fire and, like, face this and help these people out, because I'm sick of kind of anticipating it from the distance. So
yeah, well, thank God for people like you. And I know it's Nurses Appreciation Week, it's National Nursing Week, and we appreciate nurses always. Anyone who's ever had themselves or a loved one go through a situation where they needed the care of a nurse, and there are so many amazing nurses who have impacted people's lives in dramatic ways. We appreciate you all the time, but now I think there's a different sort of level, as you just explained. You're substituting us as family members in those environments, and you know you're communicating for us and comforting for us, and that's a whole new level and a whole new task. Do you feel as if do you feel some of the love coming your way? Because I know so many people, so many organizations, people across the Chicago area and the state have tried to make healthcare workers feel the love and support that we have for you.
It is almost to the point of being overwhelming. Like I get very cheerful when I talk about it, because people have just been so amazing and so supportive and just really coming forth. And just, it's, I don't know, this, I know the stay at home thing has been really hard on people, but I feel like it's bringing, you know, neighborhoods and communities closer. I've had a lot of conversations with my neighbors that I haven't really talked to a lot in the past, and I just feel like it is truly amazing. And the support that I feel from my fellow colleagues, my friends, my family, it's just, it's insane.
Have you had any of the applause, the people kind of applauding you on the way in, or any of those kind of like the meal deliveries and things like that, anything like that?
Tons and tons of food. We get tons of food delivered. A lot of times day shift gets the brunt of all that, because it's obviously normal hours and that's the way that the world works. So night shift kind of gets the leftovers, but we make do. We have had, they set up a bunch of people in a parking lot across the street from the hospital about 3 weeks ago, that at 7 p.m. they all were like honking their horns and applauding and cheering and stuff for us. So that was really cool.
Awesome. Anything we could be doing, Ashley, that maybe would help? Because I know a lot of people do want to help and are sitting at home and wondering, how can I help? Is there anything comes to your mind?
Honestly, I just feel like being in the healthcare industry and working the long hours that we do, and especially because the census is increasing every day and some of us are picking up a lot of extra hours. Just if you know somebody in your neighborhood that is a nurse, or just ask them if they need help with anything. Do you need them to cut their grass? Do you need me? Just like little things that, you know,
walk your dog, right?
Capable of doing. Exactly. Simple things like that would be extremely, extremely helpful.
Oh, that's good to know. It's good to keep top of mind. You know, I was watching the New York nurses. They were speaking out on one of the morning shows this morning, and they talked about how, because of the dire need there for nurses and healthcare workers, that you have dentists and veterinarians who are volunteering on the front lines in New York, and that those people are now having end of life conversations and things that they really don't even have the training for, and things that, you know, their background hasn't prepared them for, but that they're just rising to the occasion. And I'm sure you're seeing situations like that in terms of people just saying, look, this is where I need to be. This is what I need to do in order to help right now.
Yeah, and you know, there's such a good support system in the hospital, and especially in the ICUs that I'm working in. Like, there's such a team, and everybody's kind of taken everybody that is not familiar with the unit and the way that kind of nursing is. They've just taken us all under their wing and are available for us at all, you know, hours of the day for questions and stuff. And it is those hard situations when you do have a patient that is going downhill, and how do we handle those? And it's not something that I do that I'm not an expert in, you know, by any means. So it's consulting the experts and asking them for their, you know, opinions and how to handle situations. And everybody's just been fantastic.
Yeah. There are a lot of nursing calls now. I've been hearing to bring more people into the profession, that there's a need. And I feel like maybe it's sort of like post 9/11, when people joined the military or they became a first responder, that now people are looking at healthcare in a different way. What would you say about the field? I don't know how long you've been in it, but what would you say to others about it?
I mean, I've been doing it for 11 years, and I've always felt like I'm making a difference and, you know, really enjoying what I've done. There's never been a day that I don't enjoy my job, but especially now when you feel like you really are making a difference. I mean, I think my biggest advice would be not to be scared of this disease and just, you know that you are doing something for the good of the people.
Well, you are doing something for the good of the people, and we so appreciate you and all of your colleagues and everyone there at Northwestern Medical and beyond that, everyone in healthcare right now. So I just thank you, Ashley. Thanks for sharing
your
story.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I know you're busy, so thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Ashley Holzman, she's with Northwestern Medical. She was with Central DuPage Hospital and then went to the front lines to treat patients with COVID-19.